So would you say that most of your friends were in the hospitality industry, or did you have a cross-section of friends in various occupations?
Mostly in the hospitality industry. Yeah, absolutely. The women at the Gables, particularly Mike and Lynn Kalish, who started Stillwater Service, and the Prawls, who left town eventually. Bob Borden, now he worked for the Mountain Company. He was a marvelous man. I don't know whether you have... At some point, you ought to get Betsy to fill you in on that, his second wife. Bob was a true Renaissance man. He could do everything. He was a blacksmith. He was a skier. He did filming. He did advertising for the Mountain Company. And he built a sailboat, taught himself to sail, sunfish, you know, those little boats. My husband was a sailor, too. And he went over to race on Lake Champlain in the first race he had ever sailed in, and he won the race. You know, Bob truly could, and he was a wonderful craftsman. The blacksmithing that he did, there's a very nice railing. I think it's still at the Toll House that he did. And he had quite a business doing wrought iron sculpture. So he was a friend, more of my husband's than mine because of the sailing. But Bob did the cross that I have on our family plot at the cemetery. And yeah, so mostly it was people in the industry.